Gimel Adar Beis, Wednesday the 5th of March, Dan Shmuel Simons, Adar Sheni.
Good morning. I'd like to give a share this morning, share halacha on, we reached Adar Sheni on our calendars, the way it's fixed today. I'd like to suggest a chiddush, I'll see whether Olam accept it or not. There is a very important machlikas rishonim, Ramban and Ramban, the way our calendar is fixed today. As we know nowadays, since the time of the end of the Amoraim, there was no Bezdin Mumcha to actually establish the calendar, both as far as the length of the month is concerned. As we know, the month is fixed according to the new moon, and Bizman, when there was a Bezdin, was a Bezdin as Mekadosh and Kiver, how long each month should be. And also the length of the year, which year is a leap year, which year isn't a leap year. The time of the Beis Hamikdash till the end of the Zman Amoraim, it was a Bezdin Mumcha who fixed when it was a leap year. But nowadays, when we don't have a Bezdin Mumcha, we don't have any longer the Bezdin or Mekadosh, the Chodesh or Mekadosh, when it's a leap year or not. And it's a fixed calendar. Just to explain, just a short introduction. As we know, the solar year is roughly 11 days longer than the lunar year. And if we only went with the lunar year with 12 months, then that wouldn't sink in, that wouldn't connect up with the solar year. And as the Pasuk says, all the Yom Tovim, both Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, have to fit in with the solar year. The Pasuk says, Shomoyes Chodesh Aviv, that the Pesach has to fall in this spring season. And again, if we wouldn't have this extra leap year, then Pesach will fall back into the winter. The same is Shavuos Chag HaBikurim, once the fruits are ripe and ready for Bikurim, and Sukkos Chag HaOsif Tekufa Sashon, it has to fall in the Tekufa, the solar Tekufa, and it's for that reason that the Torah says that one has to insert an extra month to ensure that the lunar year synchronizes together with the solar year. So an adjustment is made. And every 2 years, the leap month is inserted. How they did that is a complicated Gemara in Sanhedrin, a few daf in the Gemara in Sanhedrin with the Nossi and the Bezdin. But they used to sit down and work out whether this year required to insert a leap year. And in fact, the Gemara tells us that sometimes they would insert an extra month, even when it wasn't because of the solar year didn't fit in. For other cheshbonis, and other cheshbonis, sometimes when they would insert an leap month and delay Pesach, the Gemara gives examples, mipnei hadirochim, mipnei hagashoim, mipnei tanuei psochim. If it was a very rainy winter and the roads weren't able to be able to regel for Pesach because the roads were damaged by the rain, then they actually used to delay Pesach. They had the koyach, Bezen had the koyach, to insert an extra month, and what would have been Pesach was really a month before Pesach, and Pesach was actually pushed off an extra month because with an extra leap month. The bridges were destroyed, were damaged by the rain, or even Mepnei Tanuri Psochim, the Gemara says, the earthenware Psochim, the ovens they used to use for the Korban Pesach, if they were soaked through and they couldn't be used for Pesach, that was a koyach that Bezdin had, the Gemara learns from a posuk, that Bezdin had a koyach to add in, as I say, even if it's not because of the solar year, but simply because they felt it was necessary. And who had in the other way around? Sometimes it was necessary to insert an Adar Sheni, and they wouldn't insert an Adar Sheni. The Gemara gives two examples. At a time of famine, when they were short of food in Eretz Yisrael, and it would have been necessary to insert an extra Adar because of the solar year, but by delaying Pesach, the Chodosh, the new Tavua of that year, was only permitted on the second day of Pesach. By pushing off Pesach, the new Tavua would be permitted only a month later. And Chazal had a koyach, not to be ma'abe when they ought to be ma'abe. Umepnei Ashvir, so the seventh year of Shmita, when they were restricted in Avodah Sakarka, was another time when the person would not be ma'abe the year. That's the way it was done at the time when there were Bezdin Mumchin, which, as we know, what we have today are Bezdin, are not Bezdin Mumchin. The Bezdin, which is required for Kiddush HaChodesh and Shona, are Dayonim who are Smuchin. They received Smicha Ish Mipi Ish from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Semich Yeshua, and that went down from Rebbe to Talmud. That smicha was disbanded at the time of the Amoraim, and today we no longer have smicha. So there are certain diyunim in a Beis Din which one can no longer do. One of them is Kiddush HaChodesh Ebeshono. He cries Beis Din Smuchin. We don't have Beis Din Smuchin. As the Rambam says, that stopped towards the end of the Chasimas HaTalmud, the times of Rabbi Avirovo. And once smicha had stopped, the Beis Din never had that koyach, that they couldn't play that role anymore of being Kaddish Ochetz Ibashona. Other diyunim which Beis Din are involved in, that remained even without Beis Din Mumchim. But as far as Kiddush HaChodesh Ibashona is, that required Beis Din Smuchin, and that was and one couldn't be Kaddish Ochetz and be Mabel Shona any longer. Nevertheless, the Rishonim say that what happened was that Hillel HaZokin, when he realized and he anticipated that there would no longer be a Beis Din, he was the one who was kiveah the luach. He sat down, the Ramban brings the losh, and I've got it in front of me. What? Absolutely. He was the one who established the luach at Bias Gael Tzedek. He fixed the luach exactly the length of the months, and he worked out a cycle with the leap years, a 19-year cycle, roughly every 3 years, to ensure that Al Kolponim, the leap year, that the lunar year would fit into the solar year. The other cheshbonis, of course, Mepnei Adrochim, Mepnei Agosharim, Mepnei Shnas Shuav, and he was unable to take into consideration. But Al Kolponim, he established a luach. And it's mashal from the Shoinim, there's two mitzvahs, to be kiveh the luach, and to be mekadesh hachodoshim, and be mekadesh hashono. He did everything, he was kiveh the luach, he was mekadesh hachodoshim. Interesting, he did it so many, many years in advance. He was able, he had the koyach to be kiveh the luach once and for all, and that's what it appears today. That the luach has been fixed once and for all. It's a fixed luach, it's not a live luach, we have no effect on it in any way. The luach was established because he anticipated that there would no longer be a Beis Din, and that's the way we have the luach today. That's what appears from the Rishonim. And the Rambam as well. But the Ramban says it clearly. The Ramban in his Asogas and Sefer Mitzvahs, he says clearly that's what happened. Hillel was the one who established and fixed the luach, and you just can't change it. It's a fixed luach. And it had to be like that, but as I say, we don't have the Beis Din, Mumchim any longer. So that's the way it works. And that's what it appears from the Rambam. However, the Rambam does throw in something interesting. The Rambam in Perukei Mehilchus Kiddush HaChodesh, in Sefer HaMitzvos it's clearer, but in Rambam in start with Perukei Kiddush HaChodesh, the beginning in Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis, it's straightforward. He says, Kol Masher Manu Mikvirsh HaChodesh Ala Re'ir Ve'Ibra Ashrono Mipnei Hazman Oy Mipnei HaTzorich. Everything I've told you till now, says the Rambam, that they were Kiveh HaChodesh or the Ibra Ashrono because of the time it fell or because of necessity. Like I said, they sometimes made the leap year just because of necessity. Ein Oysen Oyselo Sanhedrin Shabbat Eretz Yisrael. It had to be done with the Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Brochus learns up in the Pasuk, Ki Mitzion Teitze Soyo, that this could only be done with the Sanhedrin Shabbat Eretz Yisrael. Shekachnem and Amesh Laan, and it's Pesukim, Avo Bizman She'en Shom Sanhedrin Be'etz Yisrael, Ein Kevin Chodoshim Ve'en Ma'abin Shona. But when there was no Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael, one couldn't be Kibar the Chodesh, one couldn't be Ma'abin the Shona. Elo b'cheshben zesh anu mechashvim bo hayom. With the calculations that we have today, which simply means the Hillel's calendar. Umeim esai hischilu kol Yisrael lechashv b'cheshben zesh. When did Klal Yisrael begin to use this established luach? Misoif chach ma'agmor b'eish shehir b'eitz Yisrael v'lenisha shom bezen kovua. From Misoif chach ma'agmor b'eish shechovo Eitz Yisrael. Once Eitz Yisrael was destroyed, they were no longer bezen kovua. Av b'mei chach me mishno v'chein b'mei chach ma'agmor ad yimei abay v'rovo al kviyas Eitz Yisrael v'yusayim. But during the Zman of Mishnah, during the Zman of Gemara, to the days of Abayi Berovo, it was Kviyas Eitz Yisrael v'yusayim, that was no problem. It was only after then that a cheshbon was used, a calendar was fixed up in cheshbon. So far, so good. The Rambam late at the end of the Perek Halacha Yud Gimel says like this: Zeh she'onu mechashvim bizman hazeh kol echol ve'echol be'iroi. That which we make calculations, every person in their city, or what we call a calendar. Ve'oimim she'resh chedesh yem pleini v'yonte b'yem pleini. We say that Resh Chodesh is on such and such a day, or Pesach will be in such and such a month. It won't be this month, it'll be next month, it'll be a leap year. Loi b'cheshbon shalonu onu koivin, v'loi olav onu soimchin. It's not on our cheshbon that we koivea the Chodesh. We make a cheshbon to know when Pesach will be Resh Chodesh is. But that's not what makes Resh Chodesh. That's not what makes Yom Tov, what makes Schwarz Ador and Nisan. That's not She'ein ma'ad ben shana v'kevei chadoshim b'chutzlaetz. Because we're in chutzlaetz, we just cannot be kevei chadoshim, we cannot establish ador she'ein in chutzlaetz. Ve'ein olu seimchen ela al cheshben b'nei Eretz Yisrael l'kviyus. And what we do in chutzlaetz is we are seimuch on b'nei Eretz Yisrael and what they do. What we do is only a gilui milsa. We make a cheshbon to know what they must be doing in Eretz Yisrael. But as in chutzlo, it says the Rambam, we're unable to do anything. We're restricted. We're not in Eretz Yisrael. Kim mitzion teisei soyo. What we're doing in chutzlo, it's today, he says, we're not establishing Rosh Chodesh. What we're doing is we're megale what they're doing today in Eretz Yisrael. Not the way we understood what Hillel was mesakim, a luach. But rather, he seems to say, there's a cheshbon, we make a cheshbon, but having made the cheshbon, we're not kibbeh Rosh Chodesh, but what we're doing is, we're megale what they're doing, b'nei Eretz Yisrael today.
What cheshbon are we making?
L'chori, he means the cheshbon, Hillel established the cheshbon. But till now, we learned he established the cheshbon, and he fixed Rosh Chodesh, and it was Hillel who was kibbeh Rosh Chodesh. But what it appears from Rambam will come out clear, what he seems to say, difficult to understand exactly what he means, we make a cheshbon. Seems to be there's an agreement in the whole world when is Rosh Chodesh, so we work it out. But it's not that we make Rosh Chodesh, even when we stand up, let's say, on Shabbos, the Baruchim, let's say that's what he means, I'm not sure exactly. But what we're doing is, we're just being megale what they're doing today in Eretz Yisrael, and it's in Eretz Yisrael, Kim Tzion Teitz Yisrael today, that's Kiver Rosh Chodesh and Moedim, which is difficult to understand. But we know that our cheshbon is the same cheshbon as Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Leida yom shekobu bei Bnei Eretz Yisrael eize yomu. Ukvias Bnei Eretz Yisrael oise hu sheyir ishchei sheyontif loy mipnei cheshbon shon mechashon. Very peculiar Rambam. Rambam seems to say that we can't do chutz loetz. We're only megale, but what they're doing today in Eretz Yisrael, it's today in Eretz Yisrael who are being kevea. When is Rosh Chodesh, when is Yom Tov? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos is even clearer. He's got an incredible Lashon, which is, and as I say, it's difficult to understand. I'd like to explain a little bit what the Rambam means. But let's first read the Lashon of the Rambam. Ubekan Shoyosh Godel Mishoyosheh HaEmuno. The Rambam starts with a Hakdom with an introduction. Ubekan Shoyosh Godel Mishoyosheh HaEmuno. Lo Yodeyu V'lo Yisponim Imkoymei Elo Mishedat HaEmuko. Nobody can understand it unless he won't understand it. Elo Mishedat HaEmuko. V'zeh. We in Chutz Loretz, we count and we calculate Melechet So'ibu which we have. And we work out what day is Rosh Chodesh, when is Pesach, when is Shavuos, when is Sukkos. But it's not because of our calculation that Yontif is established. Because it's in Eretz Yisrael that they established Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov. And then you go to the Psukim, and then he says an incredible thing. And understand this. And I'll add to you something. If Derech Moshel, says the Rambam, something would happen, Shebnei Eretz Yisrael Ya'adu Me'Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael would empty out from Bnei, there would be no Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael. Cholilo Lekeil Ma'asei Zeus. Chas V'Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu should never do that. Ki Hu Hivtiach Sheleyimcha Oseis Ha'uma Mikol V'Kol. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has guaranteed and promised us that He will never eradicate and get rid of Klal Yisrael from Eretz Yisrael. But Lu Yitzir, that would ever happen. Our cheshbon when chutzlos will not help one iota, because our cheshbon is purely a gilui das what's happening today in Eretz Yisrael. Ki mitzion teitz Yisrael, it's in Eretz Yisrael that they are being mekadosh chadoshim and fixing the yomim tovim. And what we do today is only to know what they did today in Eretz Yisrael. If chas v'shol machlon et etzlan, Eretz Yisrael would be empty. Never in history has it ever happened. But if ever in Eretz Yisrael it would be emptied of, there would be no Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael, then there would be no Rosh Chodoshim and no Yomim Tovim. We need to know what is Rosh Chodesh. Well, today we have... today we have internet and such. We know what they're doing today. But nowadays, in those days rather, we didn't know what happened at Yisrael. So we had the same cheshbon as them. So we made a cheshbon when it was Rosh Chodesh. And we knew that must be, Kimitzien, Teis Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, they had been Mekadosh or Rosh Chodesh today, or made it Ibbashama or not an Ibbashama, or whatever.
So we were serving from the side of the Shemayim, they should come out exactly the same
thing. Yeah, there was an agreement. That could be, as we're going to see, that could be what Hillel was Mesakin. Hillel was Mesakin a calendar which can't clearly saw what Mekadol. So we look at our calendar and we know that today is Rosh Chodesh. Al Kochach, there are people in Eretz Yisrael because Baruch Hashem, it will never come to a point where there's no Eretz. We can be sure there are people in Eretz Yisrael who conducted themselves and were Mekadosh. He doesn't even say the Sanhedrin Agogol. He says people in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't say we need a Sanhedrin. He says you need people living in Eretz Yisrael. It all needs a bit of an explanation. What's going on here? But that's what he sees. So if Lo Yitzir Chas V'Shalom Nebinayim Lo Yeh Shom Hine. Yeah, the fish ain lonu le khashif khadosh va bishal mkhutz et el bet no man skol. Ki kma she bi'anu ki mitzien te tsaya. U ki she yisbeine mi she yesh li sechel sholem le shene sa talmud. And if a person will be somebody who with sechel sholem will be misbeine in the words of the gemara be kavona hazeh she spalo koma she manu be vein sa vay. He would see from the gemara clearly what I said to you. The Ram says he gets this from the gemara that it's clear. And the Ramban says he doesn't understand what he's talking about. What does it mean? Very simply, the Rambam says you need a Bezdin Smuchin, as we know. Smicha stopped many, many years ago. The Mishnah says at the beginning of Sanhedrin, the only people who can be Mekadosh HaKadosh Me'abed HaShono is a Bezdin Smuchin. And as the Rambam himself said at the beginning of Perikei, from the days of Abaye Rehoboam, there was no Bezdin Smuchin any longer. So there's no way that, if there's no Bezdin Smuchin, how on earth can the Rambam say that? We in Chutz Lo'etz can't do it, but we can be Megal and know what they're doing in Eretz Yisrael. But even in Eretz Yisrael, they don't have a Bezdin Smuchin. And Rambam himself said it. Ramban doesn't understand what the Rambam means, what he's talking about. Hagam, the Rambam says that he's getting it from the Shonis HaTalmud. The Meshech Chochmah in Parshas Bereishis says, O'inyan omuk v'chosum ba'eitzu shabeinu. I'd like to suggest a pshat. I saw one line in Reb Yoshe Ben Soloveitchik from Boston who wants to suggest pshat in the Rambam, what it means, and I'd like to explain a little bit what it means with the Hakdomah. There is another chiddush in the Rambam. We mentioned earlier that the Mishnah tells us at the beginning of Sanhedrin that in order to be Mekadosh Chodoshim and be Me'abed Hashonim, you need a Bezdin Mumchin. A bezin with smicha. Ramban says, what's a bezin smuchin? A bezin of three. It can be any bezin of three who are smuchin. It generally was with the Nasi and Eretz Yisrael. But it's a role of a bezin of three. As we know, there's three types of bote dinim. In Klal Yisrael, there's a bezin of three. That's the smallest bezin with paskin dine momenus. And it appears in the Mishnah, they were mekadosh from Abed Hashonim. There was a bezin of 23, as we know for dine nefoshes. And there was the Sanhedrin Agodol who sat in the Lishkas Agozis of 71. They had particular roles to judge Kol Adovo HaGodol, when it meant judging a king, a melech, a Kohen Godol, a Nossi, appointing a melech Kohen Godol, a Nossi, to extend Yerushalayim, to be Mamane smaller body than him. That was the role of the Sanhedrin Agodol of 71 in the Lishkas Agozis. The Mishnah seems to suggest that Kiddush Achesh Ibashonah only required the Bezin of three. And that's what Ramban says. However, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs and in Yad HaChazaka says it's got to be a Bezin Agodol of 71. In order to be Mekadosh HaChadoshim and be Me'abed HaShonim, you require the Sanhedrin Agodol of 71. The Ramban asks, says it can't be. Historically it can't be. Because the Gemara tells us in Shabbos and in Avodah Zarah and in a few places that the Sanhedrin HaGadol was disbanded, left the Lishkas HaGozis 40 years before the Churban Bayis. They no longer said there were too many Rotskin, there were too many murderers, and a Bezel 23 cannot judge murders unless the Bezel 71 is in the Lishkas HaGozis. It was too complicated, they left the Lishkas HaGozis. According to the Rambam, that the Bezdin HaGodol, the Sanhedrin HaGodol were the ones who were Mekadosh Chodosh, Me'abed Hashonim, then it should be that it stopped already 40 years before the Churban. Yet we know that the Bezdin Mumchin, Mekadosh Chodosh, Me'abed Hashonim went on till the days of Abaye Rehoboam, as the Rambam himself says. How can the Rambam say that you need a Sanhedrin Agogol? What? Okay, but there was no authority any longer.
No, but they didn't do it.
Okay, they didn't do it, but there wasn't even the authority there for Lishkas HaGozis.
When there wasn't, then three were okay.
What's the Rambam? Where's this pasuk? Where's the same pasuk that tells you you need 71? The Mishnah's Mashmir need three. It was under the authority, but once they left the Mishkan, God, they said it had no authority any longer. L'choy pshat in the Rambam is, as far as the Ramban's kasha is, that they left the Leshkes HaGozis, there is a chiddush of the Biskurov in Sefer on the Rambam, with Mechadish and Hilchas Sanhedrin, that the Bezna Godel of 71, in fact, had two roles. He's Mechiach many rayas. They had a judicial role. As we know, there was a Bezna of 3, there was a Bezna of 20, there was a Bezna of 71. When it came to judging a Melech, a Nossi, Kol HaDobah HaGol, you needed a Bezna of 71. But they had another role as well. They had another function as well. And that was, there were certain functions which Chiyuvim, which were on Gans Klal Yisrael. The whole Gans Klal Yisrael had a Chiyuv to certain functions. And they, the Bezna HaGol of 71, were the ones who represented the Klal Yisrael, Chovet Tzibur. Let me give you a moshel. This is my right, but we know one of the functions of the Bezin HaGodl was to appoint Bote Dinim of 23. That was one of the functions. In Sefer Chinuch, he says that the mitzvah of appointing Bote Dinim of 23 is a mitzvah ala Tzibur. The Sefer HaChinuch says it's a mitzvah ala Tzibur. The Sefer HaChinuch doesn't make sense. What does he mean it's a mitzvah ala Tzibur when the Mishnah at the beginning of Sanhedrin says it's a mitzvah of the Bezin HaGodl of 71 to appoint Bote Dinim of 73? How can the Sefer HaChinuch say it's a mitzvah ala Tzibur? The Teretz is, like the Biskurov says, that the Sanhedrin HaGodl, besides a judicial role, they sometimes represented Klal Yisrael. When it was a Chovas Tzibur, and let's say it wasn't possible for the Tzibur, the whole Tzibur to do it, then Bezin HaGodl, the Sanhedrin, were given that job of to represent. It wasn't a judicial role. It was they were the representatives of Klal Yisrael, and that's the chiv of appointing Bote Dinim in every town. V'cholir v'ir v'choplach v'plach was Bezin HaGodl, but it wasn't as a Bezin HaGodl who used to judge 71, as 71. It was his second role that the Biskurov explains that they were representing Christ. So the Biskurov goes to even few nafkim minutes. Another nafkim minute I would suggest is that this concept, the Ramban says that a Bezin HaGodl can only function in the Lishkas HaGozis, which is learnt out from Zokin Mamre, that's when the Bezin HaGodl were judging. They were judging when they came to Zokin Mamre, or they were judging a Melech or Nasi, they had to be sitting in the Lishkas HaGozis. Once they left the Lishkas HaGozis, they could no longer judge. However, the concept, the second role that they had, they were representing Klal Yisrael in certain jobs, certain functions, that didn't require them to sit in the Lishkas HaGozis. And the Raya is poshut. When it comes to establishing a Beis Din in every town, Rashi tells us in Sanhedrin, they used to go out to the towns. The Bezin HaGodl en masse, 71 of them used to go out to the towns to establish the Bote Dinim. When it came to extending the walls of Yerushalayim, sometimes Yerushalayim was extended, the Bezin HaGodl used to go out. Either Ramban says once they left Lishkas HaGozis, they were no longer able to judge any longer. That was as far as the judicial role is concerned. As a judicial role, they could only do it when they were sitting in Lishkas HaGozis. But there was a second role, a second function they had to represent Klal Yisrael. And for that, they were able to go out, and we see in many cases, the Bezin HaGodl used to go out. There is, in fact, a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that in the Bayis Rishon, the Shechinah was going left 10 places, from the Kodshi Kodshim to the Eichel. The Shechinah was going left to 10 different places. In the Bayis Sheni, the Gemara tells us, the Sanhedrin HaGodl was going to exile itself from 10 places. The Lashon HaGemara, Golsa Sanhedrin Migmar, Melishkis HaGozis Lechanus, Mechanus Lirushalayim, Yerushalayim LeYavne, MeYavne LeUsha, MeUsha LeYavne, MeYavne Shafor, MeShafor LeBeis Sha'arim. It was exiled in 10 different places. The Ramban says that Bezin HaGodl, once it's left Melishkis HaGozis, has no purpose anymore. What was this, Golos? The answer is that the Biskurov says that it's true, that they cannot judge outside Lishkas HaGozis, but they had a second role that was not judicial, that was to represent Klal Yisrael. And for that, I would like to suggest that they could do that even chutz Lishkas HaGozis, as we see when they established Bote Dinim in every town, when they extended Yerushalayim, that didn't require them to sit in Lishkas HaGozis. When the Rambam tells us, we mentioned earlier, the Rambam tells us that to be Mekadish Chodoshim Abishonim, you need a Sanhedrin HaGodol. You need a Sanhedrin HaGodl. The Ramban says you only need three Dayonim, but the Ramban says you need Sanhedrin HaGodl. That was not a judicial role of the Sanhedrin HaGodl. That was because they represented Klal Yisrael. If I ask you, who is it Who's the chiyuv to be mekadosh the shonim mekadosh chadoshim? We say in davening on Yom Tov mekadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim. The Gemara says in Pesachim and in Brachos that on Shabbos we say mekadosh haShabbos. On Yom Tov we say mekadosh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Says the Gemara why? Because on Shabbos it's fixed every 7 days. It doesn't require anybody, no human intervention at all. It's Hakadosh Baruch Hu's kiver the Shabbos. Says mekadosh haShabbos. Yom Tov. The Yisrael who the Kovilei, the Kama'abe Yachav the Kovile Shani, on Yom Tov, where it's Klal Yisrael who are Kiver when it's Yom Tov, because they're Ma'abe the Chodosh and Ma'abe the Shonim, we say Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim. The Losh Nagmo is Mashma that it's a Chiv, it's a Chivas Sibu. It's a Chivas Sibu, but as often we have when it's a Chivas Sibu, the Bezin Shal Ayin Aleph are representing the Sibu. That's what the Rambam means when the Rambam says that it's Bezin Shel Ayin Aleph who are Kiver the Chodesh Ma'abed the Shonim. It's not a judicial role, but they are representing Klal Yisrael. It's Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, and it is the Bezin Shel Shirim Be'echod who represent them. And it's for that reason the Ramban's kasha, when the Ramban asked that the Sanhedrin left 40 years before the Chorban, the Sanhedrin Agon were no longer in the Lishkas Agozis already 40 years before the Chorban. How could they carry on being Ma'abed the Chadosh, being Ma'abed the Shonim, when they were no longer in the Lishkas Agozis? It's not true, because the Chiv, the role that they were playing, was not a judicial role that required the Lishkas Agozis. They're representing Klal Yisrael even after they've left the Lishkas Agozis, they could carry on with that role, and that role carried on according to the Rambam, as long as it was Smicha, but it was a Bezin Agon. Having said that, that the Rambam Shitter is that the Chiv Lekadish Chadoshim or Le'abe Shonim is a Chiv on Klal Yisrael, Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim. And that's how the Rambam holds that Ben Shemech is only representing. I think we can understand a little bit the Rambam's understanding of our Luach. It's a Chiv on Klal Yisrael. The Bezim Shoshim Echel are only representing Klal Yisrael, but in principle, the default position is it's a chiyuv on Klal Yisrael, Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. Kol Zaman there was a Sanhedrin Shel Shivim Be'echod, they were the ones who represented. They sat together, and every year they used to decide should they be Ma'abed Shon, should they not, but only as representative of Klal Yisrael. It could only be done in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara tells us, Ramban has a problem there. The Gemara tells us that you could only be Ma'abed Hashanah after Rosh Hashanah. You couldn't be Ma'abed Hashanah before. The Ramban has a problem. What do you mean? Nowadays, we're Ma'abed thousands of years ago. Hillel was Ma'abed. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says it's the Chiv on Klal Yisrael, which, when there's a Sanhedrin at Godel, they are Ma'abed on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Once the Sanhedrin was disbanded, because there was no longer Smicha, it doesn't mean that Hillel could fix the calendar already then and be Mekadosh forever. Hillel only made a cheshbon, which was accepted by Klal Yisrael. Now, every year, when Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Lo'etz, it's got to be carry on Kimitzion Teitzei, it's ongoing. Our calendar is a live calendar where it says Kimitzion Teitzei Seyon. You cannot be Mekadosh a year, 100 years in advance. It's got to be at the time after Rosh Hashanah. But, although we don't have a Sanhedrin, we fall back to the default position, that it's Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, as long as it's Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, as Rambam says, Baruch Hashem, we have a guarantee. But it's the Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, we can't deal with the Sanhedrin. We no longer have a Sanhedrin who can represent Klal Yisrael. We fall, when there's no representative, it's the actual Klal Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, there's an agreement. In Gans Klal Yisrael, the calendar, everybody's agreed, this year will be Nebuyor, that which Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael are conducting themselves, that Pesach will fall a month later, that in itself, it's chodesh tzibur, it's mekadosh Yisrael v'azom, it's ongoing on a daily basis, and it's Klal Yisrael and mekadosh. I've got one more minute, Boshi, you'll ask me afterwards. It's Klal Yisrael and mekadosh Yisrael at the time, which makes every month Rosh Chodesh, and every year when it's a leap year, if it's not a leap year, not a leap year, we make a cheshbon because to know when they're doing it in Eretz Yisrael. But as the Rambam said, it's got to be ongoing, it's a live calendar, and it's only because that every month and every year, Klal Yisrael are conducting themselves according to an agreed system, and a chiddush l'halacha. If ever they would come to a time when there would be total agreement to change our calendar, according to Ramban, you can't change it. Hillel was already fixed the calendar, Mekadosh forever. But according to the Ramban, you can't do such a thing. It's ongoing. And if there would be an agreement, Lu Yitzir, that everybody in Eretz Yisrael would agree to change it, possibly according to the Ramban, it could be changed. Because it's every Kimitzion Tetzer, so it's at the time, and it's only by Klal Yisrael. When we don't have the Sanhedrin to represent us, it's Klal Yisrael themselves who, at the time, are Mekadosh Yisrael Bahazmanim.